Okay, Pep. I would say pretty frustrating afternoon that you've observed from the bench today.
Yes, obviously, because I think we started the way that we want to start. We controlled pretty much the whole first half. We put our football, we dominated, we get the chances. Second half, we knew that the game would open a little bit, but we knew we had the right bench to face any possible outcome of the game. But I think they were a bit fortunate on that goal. That for me is a clear foul on Mark Roberts, very clear. The ref doesn't see it and they awarded that goal. It's a pity. It turns the game very, very tough from them. But then we took it as it was and we went forward. Then we turned the game into wide areas. We knew that would get us very much up the pitch, and I think we had enough to end up thinking that you should have had a draw or even the win. But important for me was the fact that the team always had that courage to go for the game until the end, even first half and second half, despite the difference as well. For what they are playing and for what we are playing, obviously Fulham is a team full of very, very good individual players and is a very good collective, a little bit ahead of us in terms of playing together for a lot of years now in this style. So we knew that would be very tough, but I think we even doubt a lot, and the fine margins today, they were for them.
You said there was a foul on Mark Roberts. Does Lee Camp have to do a bit better with the cross anyway?
Yes. Of course, I think that possibly the keeper needs to catch that, you know. But that, whatever the keeper does, Mitrovic makes a terrible foul on Mark Roberts, not even looking at the ball, not even looking for a challenge or headed. He just focuses on Mark Roberts, it puts him down, and then it's him who gets the ball and scores the goal. So it's absolutely unbelievable that they didn't see that.
Were you tempted to make changes a little bit earlier? Because Fulham, the last 15 minutes of the first half, had started getting into their stride. Did you think about making an earlier change?
Yes, I thought. I wanted to make sure that when we made the changes, the game was clear for me that we'd need to take it wide with Bella and Montero, how the game was going. I wanted to make sure that the remaining time was right for their physical level as well. So that's why we did it like that. We started moving Dan inside to take him afterwards for Bella, and then afterwards Montero for Fran, and the game turns open, and I think we had a even more threat than the one that we're having at the minute.
And we saw enough from Jeremy Bella to know that every time he gets the ball, the crowd is going to have this sense of anticipation.
Yes, because I think he's a player that goes forward, that wants to make things happen, and it will be dangerous. It will be dangerous, and I think he can play as today a little bit wide, but comes inside as a second striker, or he could play up front with that pace. And now we have now 2 weeks where we got to take a good look on where's the best place that can help us.